Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shiur number 43. We're talking about the importance of friendships. We're going to talk now about treating others with honor and respect. We need to show honor and respect to every person we meet, regardless of whether they are wealthy or poor. The only difference between a wealthy person and a poor person is the amount of money they have. But both are created in the image of Hashem, and so on. When someone honors people, he's honoring their creator. This is the Reishis Chachma, Sharanova, Perek Beis. People forget this. There's so much arrogance that comes or could come. It's a test of arrogance when someone has money. And it's a test for someone that does not, if they feel inferior. There's no inferiority with having no money. Hashem created you with a tzel malikim. And no matter how much money you have, you need to recognize that in every person. A person who gets along with people sincerely is someone who has humility. And they have a pleasant expression. And they don't make demands. An arrogant person demands that others behave in a manner that he wishes. Because he's arrogant, that causes resentment if others perceive his demands as arbitrary or unreasonable. But a modest person, will not push people around just for the sake of feeling power or authority. And an unav is considerate of others and will get along well with others. Every person you meet, whether they say it, whether they don't say it, whether they pretend they don't care, it's irrelevant, or they seem insensitive or hard like a rock. It's a mirage. Every person you meet deeply desires to be treated with respect. It comes really from the tzel malikim in a person deep down. Every person cries, please consider me important. Don't embarrass me. Don't insult me. Please listen to me when I speak. Everyone desires that. Some people block it after rejection or other reasons. But if you do meet and treat every person with respect, you will have many healthy friends through your life. What can I say to this person to show him respect? Is what you say. Eizu mechubad ha-mechabed es abriyas. Who is truly the honorable one who honors Hashem's creations. Every person waits for signs of recognition from others. Every person waits for signs of affection from others. Talmidim, students, strongly desire signs of friendliness and warmth from their teachers. And the truth is, they will not admit it, but it's true, a teacher or a rebbe also waits for signs of friendliness and affection from their students. Children want empathy from their parents, but parents also hunger for empathy and affection from their children. Children have a larger degree of influence on the emotional states of their parents. A customer wants a salesman to understand his situation and his needs, but the salesman also needs that the customer should not belittle him or not belittle his merchandise. What we just said are thoughts coming from Rabbi Wolbe in the Sefer Ali Shur. Chelek Aleph, probably, page 191. When you come into contact with another person, make a special effort to see that person's milas. Sheyira malas chavereinu veloy chesreina. Not only look for his good points, but feel a nachas, a pleasure, when you find a new virtue in someone. A person who masters these traits lives in a whole different plane, different than someone who lacks it. All the people he meets will have a positive aspects, will have positive elements that he notices, and he will show honor and respect to everyone. One very important aspect of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in general is the flexibility concept. Flexibility, rach kakona, soft, to bend, is the most important tool in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in interpersonal relationships. If you are rigid in your demands that others comply with your wishes, you may frequently get your way, but they will not have a close relationship with other people. You drive your wife crazy and you terrorize her, Pradlokas Neir Shabbos, Bisman, and make her nuts. You'll get away with it. It could be years pass by and she'll be Sivalit, but she won't respect you. And ultimately, there'll be a rebellion there. You have to treat her with respect. Be flexible. Learn to differentiate between what's important and what's not important. A person who feels they must get his way or her way, they are telling themselves that if I give in to others, it means I'm weak. Hashem does not view it that way. The Torah does not view it that way. When you give in to others for the right reasons, you're not weak. You are strong. Vulnerability is strong. Torah's attitude with honoring others is what makes the person themselves honored. It goes without saying, you treat others with honor and respect. You cannot do the reverse. So you be careful not to harm others, not to cause suffering to others. Out of love of humanity, the whole Tzelem Elokim, all human beings, B'nei Noyach too, certainly Nishmas Yisrael. What do you watch for? Number one, refrain from insulting others. Number two, refrain from talking negatively about others unless it's necessary for a practical and constructive purpose. Ayin in the Sefer, look in the Sefer, Chafetz Chaim. Refrain from lying to others. Refrain from deceiving others in financial matters. Refrain from causing other people pain or unpleasantness through their actions or their words. Refrain from causing others financial loss. Chazal say that the money of others should be chaviv alecha kishalach, should be beloved to you like it as if it's your own money. A person who has betachin will be beloved by all people. They know they can trust him not to harm them in any way, and he will not desire their possessions. Since people know they can trust him, they will feel positive towards them. Be careful not to be angry or get angry easily at others, not to react stringently at them, and to speak softly and pleasantly to everyone, like the Igeres HaRamban says. And a person who masters this skill will get along with everyone he comes into contact with. And even when correcting others, you speak softly. And one of the greatest chassadim, and this is the last point that we're going to talk about today, is davening for others, the chesed of praying for others. Sefer in Havas Chesed, Chelek Gimel, Perek Ches, the Chafetz Chaim says this, that praying for the welfare of others, even when they are not aware you are praying for them, that is chesed. As for they should be matzliach in spiritual matters, success in financial matters, good health, a good marriage, raising children properly. Quiet prayer for the people you meet. Quiet prayer. Even complete strangers. And that will give you a bigger positive feeling towards others, towards other people when you do this, when you pray for them. At times of Nachts and Zvi Finkel, the Alter von Slobodka would sit near the window of his house and quietly give brachos and blessings and davenings to all those he passed by. One of Rafinkel's students relate that he was once walking with his teacher and they passed the home of a member of the faculty of the yeshiva, and Rafinkel turned towards the house, there was no one there, but turned towards the house and said good morning to the house. The Talmud was puzzled. He didn't see anyone. What are you saying good morning to the house? There's no people there to say good morning to. And noticing his student's surprise, Rav Nosson Finkel said, that most people only bless that someone should have a good morning or a good day when they see each other face to face. But even when we do not see them, we should still have a habit of blessing them. Victor Miller used to do this, and he said when he walked by the Mir Yeshiva, he blessed them. When he saw a from Mishpacha, he blessed them. When you see a Yid in crutches, even if you never met him or you're too embarrassed to go over to him, you talk to Hashem and you say, Hashem, may you bless this person to have a full recovery, a full refuah shleima. And Rav Zushetz brought down, used to wake up in the morning and say, I wish a good morning to everyone. Tzachta tova lekula. So to review the three yesaidais of this shiur. Number one, treat others with honor and respect, always. Number two, be careful not to harm, to harm others. And number three, to daven for others. To daven for others, even when they're unaware and even not in their presence, to daven for others is a tremendous chesed. Bracha v'atzlacha.